This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A Chinese citizen journalist who was jailed for 4 years for her live stream reporting from Wuhan as the COVID-19 outbreak unfurled. That's according to her lawyer on Monday. She was jailed for 4 years. Zhang Zhan, a former lawyer, was sentenced at a brief hearing in a Shanghai court for allegedly, quote, picking quarrels and provoking trouble for her reporting in the chaotic initial stages of the COVID-19 outbreak. Her live reports and essays were widely shared on social media platforms in February, grabbing the attention of authorities who have punished 8 virus whistleblowers who have criticized the government's response to the outbreak. Concerns are mounting over the health of 37-year-old Zhang, who began a hunger strike in June and has been force-fed via a nasal tube. China's communist authorities have a history of putting dissidents on trial in opaque courts between Christmas and New Year's to minimize Western scrutiny. The trial comes just weeks before an international team of World Health Organization experts is expected to arrive in China to investigate the origins of COVID-19. United Kingdom authorities are expected to approve the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine this week, and the head of the company says it will be as effective against the virus as the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines. If approved, AstraZeneca's vaccine will be the 5th vaccine put into play around the world to fight the virus. Early tests show that the vaccine was 70% effective for preventing illness compared to 95% reported by Pfizer. Russia and China have also approved their own vaccines. You can keep up on this story and everything we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Residents of the Central African Republic returned out in high numbers for presidential and legislative elections on Sunday, despite some efforts by suspected rebels at voter intimidation. The head of the United Nations peacekeeping mission said some rebels opened fire in an attempt to scare voters away from the polls. Rebel groups hostile to incumbent President Faustin Archange Touadéra have carried out attacks and threatened to march to the capital and disrupt the election after a constitutional court this month rejected several candidates. One of the candidates rejected was former president and accused rebel ally François Bozize. Touadéra is considered the favorite in a field of 17 candidates for the presidency. Vote counting began Sunday, and full provisional results are expected by the end of the week. Members of the U.S. Congress are planning to interrupt their Christmas break on Monday to deal with a defense spending bill vetoed by President Trump. Members of the House of Representatives are expected to vote Monday to override the president's veto of the $740 billion defense spending bill. If the House vote passes, the Senate could vote on the measure as early as Tuesday. It requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers to override the presidential veto. Mr. Trump has criticized the defense bill on several fronts. He's argued without explanation that the bill benefits China. He has demanded the removal of language that allows for the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders who seceded from the United States in the 1860s. And he has also demanded the addition of a provision making it easier to sue social media companies over content posted by their users. Niger began counting the votes Sunday from its election, which is expected to lead to the West African nation's first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents. There were no reports of widespread disruptions. Results are expected in the coming days. A smooth handover would be a rare bright spot for a country that has seen 4 coups since gaining independence from France in 1960. Niger is also plagued with poverty and Islamist violence that has killed hundreds of civilians and soldiers in the past year alone. The leaders of Niger's neighbors, Ivory Coast and Guinea, have used constitutional changes to extend their tenures to 3 terms, raising fears of a democratic backslide in West Africa. Former Interior Minister Mohamed Bazoum, the ruling party's candidate, is the overwhelming favorite to succeed President Mahamadou Issoufou, who is stepping down due to term limits. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.